Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, ahead of Breast Cancer Awareness Month this October, the Irish Cancer Society are looking for people to sign up to host a big pink breakfast. It's all to try and raise really much needed funds. And Patrice Morrissey was diagnosed with breast cancer in just May of last year. Patrice is with us on the show today. Patrice, good afternoon.
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Not bad. Tell us a little bit, Patrice, about your story, first of all.
So I was diagnosed in May last year, late May. I found a lump in my left breast and went off to the triple assessment, got checked, and sure enough, came back saying that I had a tumour there. So started my chemo in July, and it was pretty intense. And as of, I had a triple negative. My diagnosis was triple negative, so it wasn't a great diagnosis.
Okay.
Which wasn't great, but treatable.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So the chemo sessions were quite heavy, and then I was to go for a lumpectomy originally, and ended up having a mastectomy, and then radiation after that. And but as of today, and as of May this year, I'm all clear.
Oh, fantastic, so, Patrice.
Yeah.
That's great news. Yeah, it's great. And, you know, it's incredible when something like that happens, and when you get, you know, the words, and you hear it from the doctor, and you're going through the whole,
horrible.
It's such a great cloud over people.
To be honest with you, Andrea, I kind of felt like it was happening to somebody else the whole way through. I was very positive the whole way through it, and actually, just on the big pink breakfast side of things, it was kind of, I think it was probably around this time last year when I was going through Vincent's and I was looking in the Daffodil Centre and I saw a poster for it, and I was like, I'm a waitress myself, so I was like, big pink breakfast, I could do something like that.
Yeah.
And I kind of focused on that. So I started to do, I went to my boss first of all and I was like, can we do this? And she was like, 100% all over it. So that kept me busy. Because we did it in October. So for about 5-6 weeks up to it, I was kept really busy, which was great because it was a good distraction.
Oh, so even really well into the first year, you hosted one of the big pink breakfasts.
And our target was to raise €5,000, and we ended up, I think, 14,000 week in the morning, which was unreal.
So it's an incredible amount of money.
I would encourage anybody that is thinking of doing it to 100% do it.
Just bring us back for a few moments, Patrice, and we'll chat about the pink breakfast in a moment. But just in terms of your own diagnosis and the prognosis and going through the treatment and all that comes with that, it takes a huge toll, I'm sure, for you on the body, physically and mentally.
Absolutely. Physically, I honest like the first I had was 16 to 20 rounds of chemo, and it was once a week. That was pretty intense. And then you get a few blips along the way, like that one's not working and this one's not working. And I think about maybe after my seventh or eighth session, my tumor started to grow instead of shrink. So they had to relook at a different type of chemotherapy, which worked then, thankfully, but not quick enough. So I was supposed to only get surgery, I think February was the original plan was February this year, I was supposed to go for surgery, but they brought it forward to November last year. They just needed to get it out. And it had spread, unfortunately mine had spread into my lymph nodes as well, so I had a total lymph node clearance as well at the same time. So that was tough as well. But again, you just get up and get on with it and get through it. My focus is my children, obviously. They got me through it.
Yeah. It's three boys, isn't it?
Three boys,
that you have,
19,
17 and 11. And that's difficult, I've no doubt, obviously, for them as well, Patrice, because it's often remarkable how quickly things move when you get a diagnosis like that in terms of, surgery and treatment. And as you said, within a year now, thankfully, you're out the far side of it.
To be honest, Andrea, my oncologist said to me the first day I went in, she turned around and she said to me, give me a year of your life and I'll give it back to you. And it was literally within a couple of days of the year that I got my all clear. So she was spot on. But also I was told by my surgeon that the type of cancer that I had, like a few years ago, not even, well, maybe more than a few years ago, wouldn't have been treatable. So that was a massive kind of, that was hard to hear.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, because you're kind of going, well, how far advanced is the treatment? Do you know what I mean? Like, but anyway, I'm on the other side now. So,
and obviously treatment and all of that. And, you know, the research has, mm-hmm. and diagnostics have advanced and progressed as well in recent years. That's a lot too, I suppose, as to what the Big Pink Breakfast is all about. It's about raising these much needed funds that we talk about, Patrice.
Well, absolutely, because as far as I'm aware, the Irish Cancer Society, they only receive 5% of their funding from the government. So, like, everything else, that means, like, all the rest of, like, all the services, like the support lines, transfer services, daffodil centres, like, all that is fueled by fundraising.
It's an incredible amount of work that volunteers do for the yeah, Irish Cancer Society.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
So tell us about the Big Pink Breakfast. I know you mentioned that was something you took part in, and it kept you going last year, going through your treatment. But it's 8 different chefs, isn't it, that get involved?
Yeah, this year I know it's 8 different chefs. Last year when I went in, it was there wasn't that recipe book wasn't a thing. So I think that's just a new thing this year. But when I went into the Daffodil Centre, I just saw the poster. So, and when I did, they did send me out like a few recipes and stuff. They do kind of give you things to do. But to be honest with you, it was more my family and friends that I had bacon.
Really? As part of it?
Yeah. Absolutely. So yeah, but I know there is 8 incredible bakers and chefs on board this year. And I think there's a book and everything coming out.
As part of it, yeah. So I think people can basically, it's very similar to the kind of the tea or the coffee morning as such. If people wanted to host it, you
but
can do so.
Thing. And you can do it on like on a really small scale, or you can do it on a bigger scale. I did it on a bigger scale because of where I worked, and I was able to do it. But like that, equally, I could have had it in my house last year, do you know what I mean? And just invite friends, family, whoever.
Do you have to bake?
No, absolutely not. No.
I can imagine for people listening, they're thinking, oh God, I'm not a baker.
No, absolutely not. No. Like, as I said, I reeled in my nieces, my nephews, everybody, like my own kids, even like my son did Rice Krispie cakes. Do you know what I mean? It's very simple. It doesn't have to be like a big thing. But when we had it in the orchard where I work, they obviously served breakfast as well. So that helped. You know,
yeah, as part of it. So I suppose what the Irish Cancer Society are looking for, if people want to host one of the Big Pink morning, the Big Pink Breakfast mornings, if it's going to be a tea or a coffee or a baking morning or breakfast, whatever it is that you want to host in your workplace or maybe in your home and invite people over to it. Of course, it is all ahead of the Breast Cancer Awareness Month. That's happening in October, but people will be able to get details about this. It's cancer.ie/pink. is where people will be able to get a little bit more information. Patrice, just before I let you go, can I just ask you, because there's a couple of people have got in touch and they're wondering, obviously people I'd say who are going through a similar diagnosis to you at the moment, how did you talk to the kids about it?
That was, to date, one of the hardest things I've ever had to do in my life, not going to lie. sorry.
No, take your time, Patrice, take your time.
I sat the eldest fella down first because I thought, you know what, I kind of need your support here, telling the younger two, which in itself was a very difficult decision for me to make because he was 18 at the time. So I was like putting that on his shoulders. But you know what, he was absolutely incredible, to be fair to him. And I needed him to be with me with the other two to explain to them that I was going to be okay. So the younger two, I told basically that I didn't go into, at the start, I didn't mention the cancer word. I said, I have a tumor and I'm getting medicine for the tumor and I will be losing my hair. I will be going through like sickness. I just need you guys to kind of rally around me and give me a little bit of help. And they kind of were like, my youngest was very upset. He burst into tears.